The holidays are here, and Kirkland's Home has everything you need to make this season shine. From beautiful tree decor and ornaments to cozy throws, candles, and festive accents, you'll find inspiring ways to deck every hall. Explore thoughtful holiday gifts for everyone on your list at prices that make celebrating even brighter. Come visit Kirkland's Home and discover great deals across the store as you decorate, gift, and gather. Kirkland's Home, your destination for a beautifully decorated holiday season. Come see us today.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. So it looks like it's really happening. You could see it in his eyes. You could hear it in his voice. Senator Mark Kelly, the man the media told you was untouchable, the so-called astronaut hero, the establishment darling, is absolutely terrified. And he should be, because for the first time in modern history, a sitting United States senator isn't just facing political criticism. He's staring down the barrel of a military court-martial that could strip him of his rank, his pension, and yes, his freedom. And it could happen as soon as this week. Stick me to the very end of this video, because we're about to see what the Trump administration has planned for this blatantly seditious behavior. And if you're Mark Kelly, it ain't good. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you're making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you continue to change the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. The walls appear to be closing in on Senator Mark Kelly, as I'm sure you're all well aware. Kelly was one of the infamous seditious six Senate and congressional Democrats with military and intelligence backgrounds who appeared in a video that openly exhorted, it encouraged members of the military and intelligence community to defy President Trump and disobey what they called illegal orders, even though not a single one of them could name a single order from Trump that was, in fact, illegal. But that didn't stop these six Democrats from all saying the exact same thing. The commander-in-chief is out of control, and you, the members of the military and our intelligence agencies, you not only can refuse illegal orders, it is your duty. You must. It is your obligation to disobey illegal orders. Now, it was a shocking video, and it's been widely denounced, most vociferously, of course, by President Trump himself, who openly called for each one of these Democrats to face military tribunals for their blatantly traitorous and seditious behavior. Well, as it turns out, that's precisely what looks to be the case for at least one of them, and that's Senator Mark Kelly. Now, if you don't know, Kelly is the only one of the seditious six subject to military discipline because he's the only military retiree receiving a pension among them. So under Article 2 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, retired members of a regular component of the armed forces who are entitled to pay, in other words, a pension, remain subject to military law and court-martial jurisdictions. Mark Kelly's a retired U.S. Navy captain, served 25 years, currently draws a pension. That subjects him to military discipline. And that's exactly what we're seeing unfold right before our very eyes.
So you're correct. The Department of War received serious allegations of misconduct against Senator Mark Kelly. And in accordance with the Uniform Code of Military Justice and other applicable recommendations and regulations, we're doing a thorough review of all of these allegations. And the Secretary of War has tasked the Secretary of the Navy, John Phelan, with doing a thorough review, looking into all of these allegations and providing him an update on December 10th. So we will have more information to come on that. But I would just add that this despicable video that Mark Kelly participated in with the Seditious Six was a politically motivated influence operation that was an attempt to undermine the chain of command, to sow distrust and division in our armed forces. That is absolutely ridiculous, and it puts our warfighters at risk. And again, he doubled down on the Sunday shows. I don't know if you all saw him on the Sunday shows, but he basically insinuated that service members who do not defy President Trump's orders could face potential prosecution in the future when Democrats are back in power. He even called our troops and likened them to those of the Russian military. This is totally disgraceful from an elected official, and the department takes it very seriously, and that is why we have launched this review.
Now, Laura Loomer followed that up by interviewing the Department of War's senior legal advisor, Tim Parlatori, and he confirmed that Mark Kelly's seditious activities are indeed under military investigation.
There's a range of options here. I mean, everybody's focusing on the possibility of a court-martial, but there's a whole bunch of things that they can do. They could do administrative remedies. You know, they could give him a letter of reprimand. They could actually take one of his ranks away in retirement and lower his pension. And ultimately, what they're going to do is they're going to look at the feasibility of these different things. And so if you look at what he did, and, you know, they try to say, if you look at this video, all we did was state the law. Okay, there are two problems with that. One, they misstated the law. The law is not that you have duty to disobey unlawful orders, manifestly unlawful orders, orders that are clearly illegal to everybody who hears them. They didn't. So they lowered the standard first. Two, they didn't define what the unlawful orders they were talking about were. But if you instead take that video in the context of all of the other rhetoric, where they're talking about National Guard deployments are unlawful, Venezuelan boat strikes are unlawful, all of the other rhetoric, and you take those two together, then you say, okay, now what they're asking people to do is to not go to the National Guard deployments, to not execute Venezuelan boat strike orders. And that's the problem right there, is that those orders are lawful. Now, they can argue and they can say, oh, we think that order is unlawful. And if you have a dispute where some people think it's lawful, some people think it's unlawful, that means it's not manifestly unlawful. You know, deploy to Chicago with the National Guard, presumed lawful. Shoot that protester in the head, manifestly unlawful. Don't do that. And that's really the difference, is that they've put it in a way that is intended to confuse and is intended to, we believe, cause dissension within the ranks. And so that's something that the Navy is looking at.
So there you have it. It's very clear that Kelly and the Seditious Six were emphatically not within their rights. They were not calling on all military personnel to simply follow the law. That is not what they were doing. They were intentionally inciting mutiny by deliberately omitting the manifest qualification for unlawful orders, right? I mean, these are rabid left-wing lunatics who believe that Trump himself is unlawful, right? This is what TDS does to people. It causes them to lose touch with basic reality. And Mark Kelly and the Seditious Six did just that. And at least when it comes to Kelly, they're now in a heap of trouble. And make no mistake, this is a nightmare scenario for the deep state. They thought they could use their military credentials as a shield while they sabotaged the commander-in-chief.
The holidays are here, and Kirkland's Home has everything you need to make this season shine. From beautiful tree decor and ornaments to cozy throws, candles, and festive accents, you'll find inspiring ways to deck every hall. Explore thoughtful holiday gifts for everyone on your list at prices that make celebrating even brighter. Come visit Kirkland's Home and discover great deals across the store as you decorate, gift, and gather. Kirkland's Home, your destination for a beautifully decorated holiday season. Come see us today.
They thought the rules didn't apply to them. They thought they were safe. But now, they're starting to realize that a new sheriff's in town and the old double standard rules no longer apply to them. And you can hear the reality of that in the trembling voice of Kelly himself when he was just on live TV. Wait until you see this. If you're looking for a place where you can speak freely, connect with fellow patriots, and be encouraged every single week, you got to check out the Courageous Patriot Club. It's more than a membership. It's a family. And to give you a glimpse of what it's like, I've opened up one of our most popular features exclusive for our club, Turley Walks. Head on over to turley.pub/turleywalks to watch a free preview. It's quick, it's uplifting, and it's the perfect first step into a community built on faith, freedom, and hope.
Senator, I'm wondering if, back to your potential court-martialing that is scheduled for this week, is there any conversation amongst you and the other lawmakers who participated in this video about suing the administration back. We had Eric Swalwell on last week, who has taken action against Bill Pulte and the Federal Housing Finance Agency and is suing them on the basis of violation of the Privacy Act and First Amendment rights. Is this something that's under discussion when you say that you know the administration wants to silence you and you're not going to be silenced?
Well, they're clearly in violation of my First Amendment rights. I said something, you know, that was lawful. It was pretty simple. It was a message that I felt members of the military at this time, when you consider who this president is and who the Secretary of Defense is, they needed to hear, you know, this pretty basic message. And there wasn't anything wrong with it. And I didn't expect this response from the president. But he's trying to silence me, but he's not silencing me. I'm still speaking out. I still am going to do my job every single day, regardless of whether this president wants to kill me, hang me, execute me, or shut me up. I'm not going to shut up. You know, litigation, you know, coming from me, it's not like in my nature, you know, to do that. I'm going to respond. I've got, you know, a legal team that will respond to whether it's DOD or DOJ forcefully, because they're in the wrong here. And I think people know it. And it's kind of a ridiculous proposition that because of something I said, they want to either kill me or now prosecute me under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. It's ridiculous.
Now, you can be sure that what he just said there was fed to him by his lawyers. They are clearly pursuing a First Amendment defense here. Note what they are not pursuing. They're not pursuing a defense of what the Seditious Six initially insinuated, which was that President Trump and War Secretary Pete Hegseth are issuing illegal orders. That's what they had been doubling down on up until that interview. What you just heard there was a very clear pivot. So, in other words, the lawyers recognized they got nothing. There is or was no single illegal order. And Mark Kelly knows that. His lawyers know that. He just can't believe that the War Department is investigating for a potential court-martial as early as this week, by the way. And so no doubt his lawyers got to him and told him to hide behind the First Amendment here. And that pivot suggests that that is not the response of a confident man. What you just heard there is clearly not a that's the response of a man who knows he crossed a line that cannot be uncrossed. He knows that inciting troops to disobey orders is not free speech. It is sedition. And the fact that he and his fellow seditionists deliberately left out the word manifest in encouraging military servicemen and women to disobey orders crosses the line of free speech. That ain't free speech no more. You do not have a right to exhort military servicemen and women to blatantly and unqualified disobey orders in such a way that is itself clearly unlawful, right? That's, again, just the sin of projection never ceases to amaze me. That is the irony in all of this. The only unlawful orders in this whole absurd mess were the ones being issued by the Seditious Six. I mean, thank God they don't have the authority to issue them, but it was their exhortations, it was their encouragement of disobedience that was itself unlawful. And Mark Kelly, trying to play the tough guy while he's running away and hiding behind the First Amendment, hardly suggests confidence in what he originally said in that video. And they knew what they were doing. They knew it. That's the key. They knew, in the words of one commentator, that they were lighting a match to our republic. They knew it. Remember, Victor Davis Hanson's been making the argument of late, and I think he's absolutely right. The Democrats do not believe they're ever going to get executive power again. They think the White House is gone, at least for the foreseeable future. So all they're trying to do right now is destabilize the country in the process. And the Seditious Six were contributing in that. They knew that they were deliberately attempting to delegitimize the President of the United States and the Secretary of War. The fact that none of them could even remotely name a single actual illegal order from either the President or the Secretary admits everything. It has nothing to do. What they said had nothing to do with actual manifest unlawful orders. It had everything to do with deliberately attempting to undermine and delegitimize the commander-in-chief. And that is clearly seditious. And when coming from someone like Mark Kelly, who's uniquely vulnerable under the Uniform Code of Military Justice because he is a retired Navy captain drawing a pension, that means he's uniquely subject to military justice. And he's slowly but surely coming to the startling realization of that, as evidenced by his pivot to the First Amendment. Not only did he insult and defame the most senior officers in the military by insinuating that they would issue illegal orders, but he deliberately attempted to sabotage the authority of the commander-in-chief in the process. Kelly, in particular, I think all six of them, but Kelly in particular, must be held accountable in this. And we, the people, will demand no less.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
The holidays are here, and Kirkland's Home has everything you need to make this season shine. From beautiful tree decor and ornaments to cozy throws, candles, and festive accents, you'll find inspiring ways to deck every hall. Explore thoughtful holiday gifts for everyone on your list at prices that make celebrating even brighter. Come visit Kirkland's Home and discover great deals across the store as you decorate, gift, and gather. Kirkland's Home, your destination for a beautifully decorated holiday season. Come see us today.